We are learning Masechtas Nazir Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top, the two dots. It says in the Mishnah, "Mshalo ha'isa behemta, mshalayis behemta, chatos tamus va'oila sikrav." That until now we're talking about where the husband gave it to her, and then we said that if there's a hafara, the nazir is over, so then it turns into chulin. But it says in the Mishnah that if it was her own behemah, the halacha is chatas tamus, the oila is yimakrav oila and shlomim takav shlomim. And the worst kash is, how is it possible for her to have a behemah? He menola, how does she have a behemah? Ha amrit, mashikon tiyish kon abayla. We know there's a fact, mashikon tiyish kon abayla. So how in the world does she have her own behemah? Amar papa shikom tosa meisasik. We want to have two truths in how it's possible that she's kind of an animal. She has an animal. Number one, the Torah says shikom tosa meisasa. That she's on her food. She didn't eat all her food. She left over some, and she used the extra food, the extra mezonos that she had. She used that for behema. But he's saying another tarot says the akila acha. Someone else was makna it to her. But amala amnas she ain't lebaylek shus behem, and gave it to her amnas. The baal does not have reshus in it. So it's two pshatim how it's possible for her to have a behema. Either the case was kamsa miyisasa. Or the akla achas. So let's do the first one. It's a kimtsa miyisasa. So Frank Taisvis, the Gemara Mitzvah says that moisa mezainas goes to the baal. The extra mezainas goes to the baal. So here, if there's extra mezainas, it doesn't belong to her. It belongs to the husband. So Taisvis two mahalach. We'll say the second mahalach. The second mahalach of Taisvis is that when do we say moisa mezainas to the baal is if the baal gave her extra food, or the price of food went down and therefore she has extra. There, the extra goes to the baal. But let's say the husband gave her enough for two meals and she scrimped on herself and she did not eat the entire two meals. She ate less. She left over some. That belongs to her. So with that money that belongs to her, she could go buy the behemah. That's the first tarot. In the case of Moshe Mezainis, that's the first tarot of Gemara that I'm talking about Moshe Mezainis. Moshe Mezainis belongs to the Baal. The second tarot is that the case was she scrimped on herself and she didn't eat so much, and the rest of that food she used to buy the behemah. The second tarot of the Gemara is that someone else gave it to her. I'm not saying the Baal of Shuspam. So that Taisis as a kasha we had in the end of Nadarim, that according to Rav, you have to say more than that. You have to say, and only what you put into your mouth. You have to add on those words. You have to say both words. You have to say, only what you take and put into your mouth. That Gemara was talking about a case where a guy was muda enough from a son-in-law. So it says there, that's what you have to do. And he's passing like Rav, even though he's passing like Shmuel by Dine, but here, there, by the Dharm, is called the Suri, he's passing like Rav. So the Kasha is, the Elam remembers that Gemara in Dharm? You have to speak out. Remember that Gemara? So what's going on here? It's Mashma just saying Amnas Shein LeBarach Shusbahem is enough. If I give it to you, Amnas your husband should have a shus. That's enough. So Taisa's answer is you have to say that here also you spoke out Ela Mashata Neisis from the sentence Beficha. That's he spoke out as well. What?
This is a carbon. It's not getting
through. Not a carbon. What?
It's a behemoth. She made an average for a carbon. It's not getting through.
That's a good point. Parts of it are. Shlomim is. But what? I guess it's a good point, but the answer is that the Ran says it means there's two pshat learnings. It means that for something you eat, or it means something I tell you exactly what to use it for. So the case over here is I told you you can only use it for a carbon. That's the same idea. It never becomes yours, stamazai, but it is a good kash that you're asking. You have to say it means that the person said only use it for a carbon.
This is not for your husband.
No, it's a tanai. Whatever she requires. Exactly. That's why here it's a tanai. If you're not acquiring it to give to your husband, you're only acquiring it to use it for yourself.
She has no ability to acquire it.
Right? Well, she has ability to acquire. She has a yad.
Whatever she requires goes to the husband.
Right. But that's only the stam. But if you give it to her only for a specific thing, so
can
then
they can.
What? Tanai whatever? Yeah, of course. 100%. Yeah. Okay. Zokta Gemara Vaita. I'm saying they have to think, but ever also, yeah, do the same thing. Zog the Gemara, it says the Mishnah, Oyla attack of Oyla, Shlom attack of Shlom, and says, but it's Isha, own the Omehema, so Chat is Thomas, but Oyla is Mak of Oyla, and Shlom is Mak of Shlom. Omele le Shmuel, Avua Barihi, Loi Seisev al Karech, Ada Amrit Li Hadom Mosa. Shmuel told Avua, I have a question for you. Don't stand down means just keep on standing up. Like don't sit down on your feet, which means the loss of sitting down. Just stay standing until you explain me this thing. Now, what exactly the conversation was? It's a shaila how to read the Gemara. One way to read it is that Shmuel asked Avuah, what are the things that don't, the shlamim, the shalmi nazir, that are like the shalmi nazir, eat them for one day, one night, but still, they don't have lechem. What are examples of that? And he answered, Ve'elu hein arba elim she'en tu lechem sheloi v'shelov shtachem mitzvah kapara. That's one way to learn the Gemara. There's another way to learn the Gemara is that Shmuel told Avuah Ba'i, basically this whole Amid, and he asked him a question, and then Avuah answered the question. So there's just two ways just to read the Gemara. I'll read the Gemara first way like this. Only Shmuel l'Avuah Ba'i. L'seis l'karech, don't sit down. Ad amrit li hadomels. Until you tell me those things that don't have lechem. The shlamim that don't have lechem. So he answered, Ve'elu hein, arba elim she'en tu lechem, sheloi v'shelah. And we'll see what that means as we learn the Gemara. We'll explain everyone. V'shlacha Misa is number 3. V'shlacha Kapara is number 4. What's Shalah? Hadam Marn. Shalah is our Mishnah, where it was her own behema, and she became a Nazir, and she's mafrish this behema for her Naziris, and then her husband was made for her Nadir. The halacha is that the Chatas Tamas, the Oiler being Oiler. The Shlomim is a Shlomim, but it's not a Shalmi Nazir exactly. Eat it for one day, one night, L'chumra, but it does not have Lechem. So the first case of not having Lechem is Shalah. What's the second case? Shaloi. The Torah went to the Mishnah. Ish mader es benoy benazir. There's a halacha l'moshe Sinai that a father can make his son into a nazir. Any ish mader es benoy benazir, but a mother cannot make her son into a nazir. But part of halacha l'moshe Sinai is that the nazir himself, the child himself, or the kravim could be meicha. If they refuse or they're meicha, then they're not a nazir, even though the father was mad to them. So gilach, if he took a haircut, a gilchu kravim or the Kravim gave him haircut, or Micho, he was Maicha Shemichu Kravim, or the Kravim were Maicha, they protested. The halacha is that it's bottle, the whole Naziris is bottle. Gilach is because that's a Maisa showing that they are protesting Naziris, or they clearly protested. Now, what is called a Karev? The Minchas Chinuch declares exactly what is called a Karev. Say, what's called a Karev? One of the Shiva Kravim, or a cousin, a second cousin? What's called a Karev? The Mirchas Chinuch declares the child, what exactly is called a karav. But in any case, the halacha is, let's say they're moicha, so now the Naziris is bottle. So hoyle moyes tumim, if he had money that he put aside for his karav Naziris, and he didn't specify what's for chatos, what's for oyle, what's for shlamim, yiplu nadava. The whole money goes to nadava, it goes to oyles of the mezbeach, kitzah mezbeach, which means the mezbeach is empty, they'll use the oyles for that. Moyes mefurashim, if he had money set aside, this for chatos, this for oyles, this for shlamim, the mei chatos v'yelchul yam melech. The money that was slated for chatos goes to yam melech, because it's like mesa. The mei oyla yivyu oyla. From the money of oyla, bring oyla, oyla, behem, and this meila. Because by oyla, this meila. And by chatos, there's no meila, because it's going to yam melech, not called kachi Hashem. But oyla is the meila. The mei shlamim, yivyu shlamim, you bring a shlamim, nechom liyam echot. You bring it and you eat it for one day like a shalmi nazir, because it was supposed to be a shalmi nazir, even though now it's bottle, but it was supposed to be a shalmi nazir, so lechum eat it for one day. Ve'einon te'unun lechem. And does not need lechem. This is number 2. So we're counting different shlamim that don't need lechem, even though they eat them for one day, one night, they don't need lechem. Number 1 was the case of our Mishnah with Zafara. Case number 2 was where the father made him into a nazir and they protested. So the halacha also is that what do you do with the money? You bring a shlamim without lechem. What's the case shlacha misa? Shlacha misa menalon, the tanan. It says the tanya, but it goes to the tanan, we learn to the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah mi'ilah. Hamafresh moyes l'nazirusai. Someone puts aside moyes for his nazirus. The halacha is like nanim le'mayalam behem. There's an issa anah, but there's no me'ilah. Why? Because he just put aside money for his nazirus. It's possible to use the whole money for shlamim, and shlamim does not have me'ilah. Oyla and chatas have me'ilah. Shlamim is not called kachi Hashem, so therefore there's no me'ilah on shlamim. Al kaponim, since you can use the whole money for shlamim, so the money itself there's no me'ilah. Let's say Mace, let's say he dies. He had this money, he had money stumim, which we'll see, we'll speak out on Tais later on. This money stumim meant that he put it aside for his kabanos naziris. So included in this money also was money for chatos. So yiplu nadava. The money falls to nadava for the mizbeach for oilis. Mayus mefurashim. Let's say this fellow had mayus mefurashim. So the mei chatos yelach hamelach. The mei chatos goes to yamelach. Loi nenev loi moilim. There's no anah, but there's no meal either. The mei oila yivu oila, from the money of oila, bring oila, moilim behem is meila. The mei shlamim, yivu shlamim, bring a shlamim, v'nachal v'yam echad, and it's only eaten for one day. But einon tu'unin lechem does not need lechem. So now we have a third one. This does not need lechem because he's dead already. He doesn't have to bring carbon also already. He's dead already, but the money was set aside for shlamim. So therefore, they bring a shlamim and a oila and a chatas is mesa, but you don't need lechem. So that's the third case. Achamisa. Shlacha kapara. That is not, lacha kapara is not mafurish anyway. But it's a svaru. Shlacha misa maitam. Why lacha misa? Do you have all these halachas? Do you have the kapara? Because it's not shach to kapara anymore. And therefore you don't bring a shalminaz. You don't have lechem. Shlacha, that's then by lacha misa. Shlacha kapara nami. Do you have the kapara? It's not roi la kapara.
What would be the case?
What do you mean the case? The case was, they mafurish. Mefarashim, that this money is vechatas, this money is this, and the money got lost. He misplaced it. So he bought all the kabanas. And after he finished the kabanas, he found it. So this is the halacha that since you had a kapar already, therefore it goes, l'shlamim, that goes, you bring a shlamim, but you don't have a lechem. So these are four cases. Now, if Pshat and Taisvis, that Shmuel asked Avur Ba'i, what are the cases? So heard all first Mishnah. So the Chiddush was his fourth case. His fourth case, not on first Mishnah. Shlach Kaparos learned that of Shlach Hamisa. But Lefida, and Lefi that, the next Gemara's Kasha is the Gemara's Kasha. But Lefi, one Pshat and Taisvis, all part of Shmuel. Shmuel said these are the four things. Vesuleka, there's not a fifth one, there's a fifth one. Vayika, there's another case, and this is in Menachos, it's Sefta Menachos, Vayika, Veshar Kol Shalmei Nazir, all other Shalmei Nazir, Shashachtu Shalmei Kunasasam, this have to say like this, if you took it of Shalmei Nazir, a Shechtu Shalmei Kunasasam, Tais has two Pshat what that means. Either means you did it Shalmei Lashma, or it means, he brings it from Rashi and Menachos, either Shalmei Lashma, or it was an aisle, instead of being a two-year-old aisle, it was a one-year-old aisle. So Shalmei Kunasasam, and you brought it for a Shalmei Nazir, the Halach is it's Ksherim, it's Kosher, but v'lo oil and labayim shem chayva, it's not oil shem. The labayim's not yaitza his mitzvah with that. V'nechal miyamechad, eat it for one day. V'einon tuunim lelechem v'lo zroya. It does not need lechem or the zroya b'sheila. Zroya b'sheila is something that they cook and give it to the kohen. It does not need it. And this halacha v'lo zroya b'sheila is also about other ones also. For some reason, doesn't mention it, but same halacha. There's no din zroya b'sheila there. It actually is also to eat the zarim lechumra, but there's no din you give it to the kohen. There's no din you cook it together. Akaponim, it says in this Mishnah and Mesechtas, but at this Sefta, Mesechtas Menachos, another case, a fifth case to Lechem, by a case of Shleikim Mitzvasam. So Shmuel was asking Avua, what's Pshat? If you want the Pshat in Taisus, he's asking, I have four, but there's a fifth one. What's Pshat? The fifth one I counted. So Gemara answers, or is Avua answering, Kimitzvasam Kachashiv, Shleikim Mitzvasam Kachashiv. We are counting four things that even though you're bringing Kimitzvasam, you still don't have lechem. Mashenki, in the case of here, shloikim mitzvah, someone should either shloikim shma or the wrong age, animal's wrong age, that we're not counting as one of the cases that you don't bring lechem. So to recap, there are four or five cases that you bring a so-called shalmei nazir without lechem. One case is by her own carbon and her husband gives a hafara. Case number two is by Madir's benoy. And lochem we've seen is they can be meicha, and they were meicha. The third case is la'acha misa, the guy dies and he has meis beforashim. And the fourth case is Acha Kapara, where he had a Kapara ready with it and the money got lost. The money got lost and he found it afterwards that you cannot bring Lechem. You only bring Shalmei Nazir with just one day, 81 day, one night. And there's a fifth case where he did it Shalmei Lashma, and there we said that we didn't count that because that's Shalmei Kumsasim. That is a fifth case where you bring a Shalmei Nazir without any Lechem.